30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1, 2, 3.
Go. Life Matters, a 5-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin. Hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you, get ready.
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Okay, I feel like, well, first of all, we have a lot to talk about. Good morning.
We do, and good morning.
We do.
You like my shirt?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's red.
Yeah, red. Yes, I was wearing red the next day, too.
Oh, yeah.
We did have a, quite the week last week.
Yes.
Yes, and I have to tell you that I had several people text me and say, I can't wait to hear your show on Sunday. So
well, you
we
know,
will be talking about that.
Well, yeah. I've been thinking about it since Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, obviously, like most of Americans, the majority anyways,
mm-hmm.
Very pleased with the results. But it's time to get to work, too.
Right.
You know, we're in a position that hopefully we can do they can do a lot of good for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that's what they do, because a lot of people put their trust in this election,
mm-hmm.
and I just hope they do what they promised to do. I have no doubt that President Trump will do everything he can, just like he did last time.
Right.
But hopefully everybody else can get along, and we quit trying to eat our own and move forward and help this country get it back under control.
Right, right. You know, we're going to talk about this at the end of the show, but somebody's put on, actually a friend of ours, put on Facebook last week, just tell me, be nice, no nastiness, no, you know, why did you vote the way you voted? Like, just honestly from your heart,
mm-hmm.
why did you vote? So I thought about it for a long time, and I read all the comments before I commented and everything, and I will tell you that the reason why I voted one word, voted the way I did, was one word, freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. So the person that we have on today is on the show is Brian Holt. He is the new executive director for the United Way of Walworth County.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I feel like when I ask him, are you guys helping more people than ever? He's going to say yes. They need money more than ever to help all of these people. You know, it gets to be that vicious circle.
Right.
But those of us who are normal contributors, we don't have the money to contribute when the economy is what it is, right? And so nobody benefits from any of this.
Correct.
Right? And so we're going to talk about that at the end of the show, because after you hear what Brian has to say in the direction that his vision is going to take the United Way, and United Way is an umbrella for many organizations, something like over 40 organizations or something, mm-hmm. in Walworth County.
Yeah, it's a huge number.
Yeah, and all they want to do is lift up these organizations so that they can help our neighbors and us when we need it, and be, you know, do preventative work,
right.
you know, to keep people out of that hole. Just like when we talked about, we talked about abortion a while back, right? And I said, what if we spent a whole lot of money keeping these people from getting in that position in the first
right,
place?
Educated.
Whether it's education, birth control, you know, health and human services expansions, counseling, whatever, you know, before they get to a point where they have to make a decision that's going to affect them the rest of their life,
mm-hmm.
mentally, especially,
oh, yeah.
if not physically. So, you know, wouldn't that be better than spent, you know, than worrying about, you know, I mean, that would solve part of the problem. And it's the same thing with the United Way and all of the things that they do. The preventative nature of what they're trying to do requires money.
Right.
And when those of us who normally contribute and donate to organizations don't have money to put food on our own tables, we
exactly.
cannot help each other.
Yeah.
We don't have the freedom to do with our money what we would like to do. We are a generous people. And especially in this county, especially in southeastern Wisconsin in general.
Right.
But if we don't have the money to help those who need help.
Well, nobody's pay kept up with the rise in
No.
Prices. No. It just nobody has. So everybody right. is, I don't care who you are, what right. you got coming in, everybody is suffering from this crazy economy.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right, 100%.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to Brian about the needs, and they've got their campaign right now, their fundraising campaign. It ends on Giving Tuesday, right? They're the 1st of December or so, first week in December. But it's going on right now, and he's going to talk about what they're going to do with the money, what his vision is, why he loves this job so much. And it will, I'm telling you that he is perfect for this job.
Mm-hmm.
This guy knows his stuff. He's got the right attitude and the motivation.
Yeah, he's
for success. Very passionate about it. And so, and you're going to see that, and you're going to see why he is an enormous asset to the United Way of Walworth County and the county itself. So when we come back, we're going to talk to Brian from United Way of Walworth County, right here on Life Matters, right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters. Good morning. Are you still with me after
with
the
you.
Open?
Okay. Yeah. I don't think I left.
Well, I know you've been, like, going up north and doing crazy stuff and...
Yeah, I've been busy.
Okay, all right.
It's that time of year.
You're with us? All right. You know who else is with us?
I do.
Brian Holt. He is the executive director for the United Way of Walworth County. New position. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh,
I
gosh,
appreciate
no problem.
You guys having me into chat.
Well, I know that your mailer is coming out soon. The big fundraising campaign that you guys do at the end of the year has already kicked off, hasn't it?
Correct.
And
any day now, you'll see the mailer showing up in your mailboxes.
Right.
Our appeal to Live United, our fall edition.
I love it. The United Way does such great things. And I don't think people realize everything that you guys do, just much like the JCs and the, you know, the Rotary and all that. People just don't realize
how far they reach.
Right.
Yeah.
And how much we need them.
Right.
Because there's somebody that's got to pick up the slack because, well, we'll talk about
the slack.
Government capability at the end of the show. But I know. I had several people text me last week after the election and say, we can't wait to hear your show this week. So
we've got things to say.
Yeah, we'll see if we can give them what they're looking for. But in the meantime, so you are new to the position and you have a vision that is – really not different, but kind of different. Like, you have a different way of approaching meeting the goals of the United Way. So just introduce everybody to you and what your vision is and you know, your experience
of course,
and things
yeah.
like that. Yeah, just tell us about you.
Sure, happy to. Yeah, I'm a Walworth County resident pretty much my whole life. I grew up in Sugar Creek. I was a dairy farmer there for many years. That was my history before taking this position back in June.
Don't you live in Sugar Creek?
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew that.
So I'm happy I came back here after college, and I love the county, and
yeah.
I'm involved with several different service organizations and local government, and I really just have a personal focus on giving back and making a difference. And the new position for me here, I started in June at the United Way, has been a dream come true because
awesome.
I get to wake up every day and focus on those things that really motivate me. So
yeah,
I love it.
Dream job.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you talked about that vision for the future. Walworth County just has such a wonderful network of nonprofits, and to get to be an umbrella organization that can assist and aid and coordinate and raise funds and help support those groups is just, it's a great place to be. So
yeah. Well, and you have the experience. Your methods are just a little bit different because you have a different skill set. Management, things like that, you know, the organizational part, your whole goal is to lift up the organizations under the United Way umbrella.
Correct.
And tell us about a little
sure.
bit about the experience that backs that.
One of my favorite things is long-term strategic planning.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if there's a lot of people that can say that, but I love trying to see the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I wake up and it's an internal needs assessment, meaning, you know, what things are really necessary in the county, not just today,
mm-hmm.
but maybe what's coming in the future, and how can I help put together plans and resources to meet those needs when they do arise. So kind of always having this forward-thinking perspective so that the organizations within my umbrella can focus on the service directly to their customers,
right,
to their constituents, and to make sure that they're helping on a day-to-day basis. So
you have a unique view as well, because you are on the county board as well.
Yep. Yep.
And so you know, politically and, you know, again, philanthropically and just through communication, you are very on top of what the county needs are. And it's not necessarily actually the county needs, it's the people in the
right.
county.
Yes.
And so we're going to start this, or, well, we're in the middle of, we just started the giving campaign. What is the goal here? What, I know the thermometers are going up.
Yep.
You know, you see the thermometers everywhere.
So,
and what, tell us about that.
One of the three major things that the United Way does, and I'll just briefly mention the first two, grant coordination. So we can funnel federal or state funds to nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an important one. And I look for new grants to bring monies into the county for people.
Right.
The other one is the coordinating aspect, helping organizations work together in order to more efficiently help people. The third one, which is what the campaign is based on, is we do fundraising ourselves to supply monies directly to organizations who apply for grants on an annual basis.
Right. So going back, one of the things that you said before we started was that when somebody enters into crisis mode and they seek help, they don't just, 99% of the time, it's not just one organization that they need.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So explain that to people, because I don't think they realize, you know, I can go to the United Way, but the United Way is going to recommend that you do, you talk to these people and these people. I mean, they're mm-hmm. side by side.
Food
there's
pantry.
The food pantry.
Exactly.
There's,
yep.
you know, these, and so, tell us
my
about how many
is,
of those
yes.
you guys can you're
sure.
helping.
As of this last year, in our CIC funds, we distributed to 42 different nonprofits,
right?
Service focused organizations. Yeah.
Wow.
There's
we had that many.
Yeah. Then there's more than that. That was just that did grant applications in the last year. There. Is a lot of need. Sometimes it's invisible, but it's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And again, sometimes it's just trying to prevent people from entering into crisis mode, like you said.
Right.
I won't claim that we're there yet. My vision for that coordination and helping with things like CNET, which is a program that has come out of a collaboration between some of the nonprofits, is filling that needs gap.
Mm-hmm.
My vision is to have the United Way instrumental into helping that continue and
mm-hmm.
into handling some of that coordination. That being said, that it takes money to do, and
right.
and that's why the fall campaign, when we raise funds from the residents of Walworth County, helps pay for those grants that we can then distribute to those nonprofits.
So the money that people donate stays in Walworth County.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
And that's an important thing to understand, because
mm-hmm.
you don't lose track of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the United Way is it an international organization even
yes.
at this point?
Yep.
Okay. But that's why there's the United Way
yep.
of Walworth County.
And local control. Each
right.
each board right. and each director for their region stays within that region.
Mm-hmm.
And we do some communication and education at a statewide and worldwide level. But the decision-making process, the evaluations of the grants, the coordination, that all happens here in the county with my board and myself.
Right.
Well, I was just going to say that it's really nice to see your donations staying local and
mm-hmm.
going being put to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not disappearing out wherever.
Mm-hmm.
They're staying here, and you can watch it
Well,
it happen.
And they're really transparent. Like, you can
right.
see where the money's going.
Yeah.
And if you can't see it or you have questions, you can call them and they will answer.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Brian
yep.
will tell you
yep.
where this money went. So, and that's a big deal in trust, right?
Yeah.
Because that's the key component for you to be able to help all of these other smaller organizations run most efficiently. I mean, they have to trust you, and because then they will call when they need help, and you can come in and assist. So I can't imagine, honestly, a better person for this job, right? I mean, I told you this when you first got it, and they would have been brain dead not to put you on board, because you do have the experience and the knowledge and the, again, vision to make this all happen. And you're right. It's efficiency. No. It's making everybody do the best they can with what they have to make everybody else okay.
Yeah.
And one of the things we talked about was, I said, my opinion is that if we can just give it a little time, perhaps there will be fewer people that need the services, economically especially, of all of the umbrella organizations. And once people have the opportunity to be free with their money and have money, because the economy gets a little bit better, what we all tend to do, especially in Walworth County, is generously help others.
Yes.
Like, it's amazing what this county.
It's an upward spiral.
Yeah.
The one person helped and kept out of crisis, like we were talking about, leads to efficiencies that lets people help the next person, helps the next person.
Right.
And we're all lifting each other up.
Right. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, when they get back on their feet, they're usually going to want to help somebody else.
Some of the most.
Pay it back by.
Pay it forward.
You got it right there. We experience that all the time with Rotary and the JCs, people who've benefited from organizations coming back years later asking, how can they help?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can we, you know, you were there when I needed you, and now I want to give back. It's human nature, and it's a great thing to be involved in a nonprofit, because I get to experience that regularly.
I can't imagine the joy. Like the JCs Christmas giving,
mm-hmm.
I can't imagine showing up at somebody's place with all of these things and food and presents and things like that, and just the relief and the joy and the appreciation and just the, you know, being so grateful that all these other people came together on your behalf. And
mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine what that would be like. Like, it's almost like one of those things that I couldn't do, because I'd just be like, can I stay for Christmas with you? Because you're so joyful. And, so.
Well, seeing the appreciation of your efforts, there's no measure on that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. And, so hopefully, again, you give it a few months after, the election on Tuesday, we'll see a turnaround. Because, like I said, when we are free to do with our money what we want to do, we tend to get ourselves right and then help others get right. And so I believe that it's possible this particular campaign might actually do better than you're anticipating, because people will have the confidence to donate and know that, they're not going to, stop it.
No, I was just going to say, maybe that dollar is going to go a lot further
than it's going right now.
Yeah.
That's true, too.
Hopefully.
But go back a second. Again, we talked off air about when somebody's entering into that crisis mode and needs the help or whatever, what would you suggest to people? Because what you said was, if somebody needs $400 or $500 this month to help them with their rent, to keep them out of panic stage or an even worse, because once that hole gets dug, it just keeps getting deeper.
Sure.
Right.
It's much better for people to come when they have a smaller problem than get into a really deep pit that's very difficult and expensive to get out of. What advice do you give to them? Who do you go to? Yeah.
211.
Okay.
It's the one-stop shop for trying to get coordinated with the nonprofit network here in the county.
Call sooner than later.
Call sooner than later. Yeah,
right.
They're 24/7. They'll take your call. There'll be somebody there to listen, and then they can help direct you to somebody that's going to be able to assist with your specific issue. Does that mean that inevitably leads everybody to exactly what they need? No, there's an incredible amount of need out there, which is why it's necessary to continue to raise funds. I had someone come to me and, how much money could you use? And you know, we're talking about it. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You know, my goal for the fall campaign here is to raise $100,000. That would revitalize that fund that we could then use to distribute to the nonprofits. But when you divide it 42 ways, that's not a lot of money.
Right. No.
And it can be very expensive to fund those different things. I told this person, if I had a check for $15 million tomorrow, I could distribute that to currently existing nonprofits that would have the capacity to spend that money.
Right. Absolutely.
So just some perspective for out there for,
right.
for where, and that's people currently in need now or organizations that could expand just their operations, we could disperse those funds.
Right.
So there's, but, the need exists.
Yeah, but if you can get help with groceries this week, they may help you with bills next week, and that may be all the help you need.
Right.
Yes.
Just to get over that little hump. So rather than, you know, suffering in silence and letting it snowball like you're talking about, and make the call.
And it's all very private. It's all very, you know.
Your name doesn't go in the paper or anything.
No. I mean, and there's everybody that I have ever met at these organizations has just been so kind.
Yeah.
Like, just genuinely kind. And they're not there if they don't have so much compassion for their neighbor. And, you know, that, I mean, that's another thing.
I'm in a wonderful position as an umbrella organization because there are so many people doing so many good things in the county with very strong, long-standing nonprofits. I can just be helpful. I don't have to say, okay, we need to create this whole other organization that needs to fill this niche to help people with.
Right.
A lot of it exists. There are some gaps, you know, and we can work together to help fill those. Again, money helps fill those needs gaps. But for now, it's just let's make everything work better. Let's find the people that are not reaching out. Let's expand that upward spiral because the other direction is much more expensive and leads to worse outcomes. Yeah, yeah. If we can turn the tide and we have things coming, getting better for people, it's infectious. And then they want to give back and then It's
not that vicious circle anymore. It's a lovely circle.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I think it all just starts with realizing, ooh, man, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make that call, and then you guys can direct them to where they can get the help.
What organization, by the way, we're talking with Brian Holt. He's the executive director of the United Way of Walworth County. What organizations are seeing the most need for additional funding or help from the United Way? All of them, I know.
Yeah, I'll ping the highest things right now, which is transportation is a huge issue in the county. Housing, transportation, housing, access to healthcare. I mean, those are the big three, and those are the areas that United Way Wisconsin is asking us to focus on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things we can do, but it's just those are really hard things to fix. You know,
right.
You can build one house at a time, and we're doing that, and the county is moving with the housing task force and trying to incentivize construction, but you're looking at an 8, 10, 15-year ripple effect from the downturn in the housing market. We're still feeling the effects of 2008 and that crisis. And,
yeah.
New construction during an inflationary period, you know, your entry level cheapest house you can build right now new is around that $350,000+. That's not an affordable thing for people.
No. And materials are still out of control.
It's not an affordable thing at this point for anybody.
No.
Like that has
even
to change.
Even small projects at home. Yeah. Jeez.
So there are ways, and it's not worth diving deep in that, maybe for another interview sometime.
Right.
We'll talk housing.
Oh, we all know.
Yeah. but it's another one of those spirals because we want young families. We need them for the schools. We want professionals to live here and spend their money in Walworth County.
Mm-hmm.
We need that for economic development. So having people focused on housing is good. And the majority of the calls I get are from people needing assistance with rent, can't find a place to stay. There's a significant unhoused population in the county. There's people experiencing homelessness all the time. Winter's coming. They need places to go. There are very few organizations that can handle more people. Everybody's at capacity.
Well, we only have like one homeless shelter, don't we?
Yes, Twin Oaks. Yeah, and there are other orgs that for specific demographics can house some people.
Okay.
But it's not the demand.
Not
and the waiting lists are months and long. And it's one of those things, too, where it can be very invisible to a lot of people. You don't see them because maybe they're in a camper or their car or they're couch surfing, but it's still a very real need for people. Mm-hmm. So housing insecurity, I would say, is top on the list.
Sure.
We have a great network of food banks, and people can travel around and get fed most of the days of the week.
Right.
People need to eat every day of the
week.
So housing insecurity, food insecurity are on that list. And then just how do you get those places to utilize those services?
Right.
You know.
And coordinating and organizing the funds to where they're needed most.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, a food pantry in one area of the county, smaller, fewer customers, things like that, has a different need, not lesser, but a different need than one that is, you know, serving a much larger community. So you're right that, you know, and again, the government doesn't do those things well. We need people and organizations like the United Way to make sure that those things happen appropriately and compassionately.
Yeah.
And I love your vision. It's kind of a no-brainer, right? Like, that's what the United Way is supposed to do. It lifts up the people. You can't do everything.
Right?
The United Way can't do everything. You can't financially counsel people. You can't help, you know, women in, you know, a pregnancy crisis. You can't help all of these things. You help the people that help the people.
You got it. Yep.
And I think that you're going to be fantastic in this position. Like I said, I know that you were the right person to pick for this job, and people should either find a way to meet you, give you guys a call, you know, get to know you, whether you're part of one of these organizations that the United Way supports, or if you're somebody that supports the United Way or any of the umbrella organizations.
Sure.
Because the United Way has the ability and the mission, I think.
And I want to learn.
Yeah.
You said earlier I got a good understanding of what's happening in the county. I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. But also there is so much more.
Right.
So much more to learn.
And What have you been surprised by that you've learned that there's a need that you maybe didn't? Has anything surprised you, or did you kind of have your finger on most of it? But
The lack of a place for women to go who are leaving situations, that is a noticeable noticeable gap. That dedicated person in charge of finding how to stop people from entering crisis, to connect them directly with resources.
Right.
You know, that's noticeable. You can see some of the coordinating money getting pulled back and being put towards more immediate needs.
Right.
That long-term thinking. But boy, I'm looking forward to helping with those things and seeing what we can do. So I'm very easy to get a hold of too. My private number is available publicly online through the county. My email at the United Way is just director@unitedwaywalworth.org. Please feel free to reach out anytime.
And go to the website and read everything about what you guys accomplish.
If you don't receive a mailer in our campaign, the Donating to the Fall campaign, you can be found on our landing page. It's just unitedwaywalworth.org.
Okay.
And that'll take you right to our homepage there.
What else do you want people to know about the United Way or watch for in the future or all of it? Like, what is
We're back in a big way.
Message?
Yeah,
good.
We're back. Yeah, we're going places. There's the ability to just kind of maintain where we've been, raise some money, distribute it, kind of do quarterly meetings. That's not where we're going to stay. We're going places. And give me some time to get there. And the thing that accelerates that timeline is funds, because it helps things get done quicker and allows us to bring in things. And we're in the process of designing a spring fundraiser. So that'll be big this next spring. I'll come back and tell everybody about it. But
is it going to be some kind of event?
Ooh. No, no spoilers yet.
No,
but yeah,
no.
Yeah.
It's, suspense.
Yeah, no. It's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot of fun, and it's yeah. I'm really looking forward to doing more in the county, and I'm grateful that I get to wake up every day and focus on this, and I look forward to meeting more people and learning more about what people need and how they can get involved and how they can help. So.
I'm sure your job is a huge roller coaster too, because you're sad that you see the needs, and you know you want to just like go and just handle everybody's problems right away.
Right, but the needs are the motivator.
Yeah,
right. But then you're motivated to do what you need to do, and you leave every day knowing that you made a difference.
Oh, it's the timeline. I'm my harshest critic for sure.
Oh yeah.
You know, I wake up and you finish a meeting and you're like, okay, I see what the need is. I see what needs to be done, and it's just like, maybe we can do it a year from now, 2 years from now. Maybe I'll put together, you know, a committee. Everything just takes time.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, there's people out there right now who need it to happen. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't say roller coaster. I'd say it's this pressure. That's this pressure to succeed, because it's not just whether or not I'm going to be financially successful. It's whether or not other people are going
They're
to be okay.
They're human beings.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because you're right. It's not about your success.
Yeah.
It's about their success.
You got it.
Right.
Well, the nice thing is you got the passion to do it. You can see it just while you're talking.
Yeah.
And passion is
key.
Got way more power than right. education and everything else. You got a passion to succeed. You're going to succeed.
I'm certainly telling people that's where we're going. And that pressure is making sure that we deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my commitment to the county and to the people who are donating, is that we're going to do it. We're going to do good things.
Compassion and, again, the expertise and the knowledge that you have, the experience and everything, but also being willing to hold yourself accountable is very important.
It's a good recipe.
Yeah, and you've got all those things. Like I said, I'm going to say it again. When I found out you got this job, I was like, oh, duh. like, why wouldn't he do that? And so... we are going to see great things from the United Way, and we're looking very forward to it. So you have to come back and tell us when you are ready to spill the tea on this new fundraiser.
Yep.
You have to come back and tell us what it is.
By the end of the year, we'll have a much better understanding. Yep.
Okay. All right. And give people the information one more time, the website, your email address and stuff. You need to look into this. It's holiday time. It's the big fundraising. When is this fundraiser over?
Tuesday.
You'll take donations all the time.
Correct, yes.
Right.
But for now, to donate to the campaign specifically, mm-hmm. if you see one of the thermometers, there'll be a QR code on it. That'll take you directly to a donation link. A lot of people in the county are going to receive a mailer. So you'll get an envelope in the mail in the next couple of days.
Okay.
That'll have our brochure, a way to submit and send a check if you want to do that, or a QR code that you can donate to the fall campaign.
Okay.
Or you can go to the website, which is unitedwaywalworth.org. And if you want to receive a mailer and didn't, you can email me at director@unitedwaywalworth.org, and I'll make sure that you get something in the mail.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to do well in this. Like, I just know. You're going to do great.
I know that's true. It's all about that timeline.
And I know.
And everybody can help with that timeline, because every dollar brings us a little bit closer to being able to implement stuff faster. So.
Well, you know what? This county in the last week or so has broken some other records. Maybe we can break a record for fundraising for the United Way this
Might
campaign.
As well.
I mean, why not?
We're on a roll.
Right. Yep. Right.
Keep it going.
You know, and every little bit does help.
Yes. Oh, yes. No donation too big or too small.
No, never.
Like I said, the need is enormous, but even if you can contribute a little bit, that adds up, and that goes a long way.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Brian Holt, the executive director from the United Way of Walworth County, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be
thank
watching you for you, and I'll be expecting you to tell me what this event is so we can talk about it.
I'll be back.
Okay.
All right.
Arnold.
I have a feeling he will. Coming up next, we'll wrap up the show right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
You always know what buttons to push.
Yeah, and I don't usually know I'm doing it.
Not.
No, that cord goes all the way to the
end. Oh, there they are. Whew.
I could not hear me.
I don't know what I did. So, I think that Brian's interview really is a telling tale about the needs in Walworth County. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, everything ebbs and flows, right? There's peaks and valleys, and you see that depending on, honestly, what party's in charge of our country, you know, some right. of the decisions that they make with regard to our economy that, if you know, that has that, you know, terrible effect sometimes.
Yeah, you mean like 8, 10, 12-year investigations and...
Well, all of it.
It goes on and on.
It does. But I think that for those of you who are disappointed with what happened on Tuesday, if you would just take a deep breath and stop worrying about the person and whether or not you want to be friends or you like or whatever that person, but look at the past accomplishments
right.
and the vision. And you, what I find is that a lot of people who have never owned or run a business, and you know how I am mm-hmm. absolutely defiantly committed to my opinion that in order to properly run a city like Lake Geneva, Delavan, wherever, and a country, you should have some business experience
right.
because that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's running a business.
Agreed.
So last week, a friend of ours posted something that was very like heartfelt and coming from, you know, a very open-minded place. And she said, you know, I didn't vote for the popular person. And I would like to know, you know, why you voted for the person that you voted for. I would like to just understand more. And no nastiness, not really anyway. I mean,
right.
there were still some people that commented that were, you know, kind of, you know, frustrated and fearful. But for the most part, it was, you know, very calm. And I said, so I posted something and I said, you know, the reason why I voted the way I did is there's one word, one single word, and that's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Talked about this with Brian in the last segment, that when we are all free to do with our money and our business and our fundraiser and our educating our kids and lifting each other up, we do a way better job on our own
right.
of overcoming obstacles, of overcoming bias, overcoming whatever ism you want to talk about, whether it's racism, sexism, whatever. Okay, when we just all have a group of people with a common goal, it doesn't matter what color or what political way you lean, what, you know, gender you are, it doesn't matter. And we all do a lot better when the government gets out of our way.
Right, where you can communicate and work together on a problem,
right.
have a goal. Yeah, I just want this huge divide to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
arguing.
Yeah.
You don't like my guy, I hate you. Come on.
Right.
Let's move forward.
Right.
The country has made a decision.
Right.
You know, and I was worried about the election, on which way it would go. I thought it was going to be very close. And to watch the way the voting went, we watched it for quite a while, it just floored me.
Mm-hmm.
It made me really happy and proud to be an American
mm-hmm.
that the country is tired of what we've been doing.
Right.
Or what's been going on. They
right.
want this fixed.
Right.
You know.
and what I also said in this post was, I completely understand. You know, I'm not inviting this person over to go to Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're not going to be in my wedding. That's not why I voted the way I voted. I voted the way I voted because I see that person as capable of solving the problems, making the dangerous, you know, very impactful decisions,
oh, yeah.
the tough decisions, and standing up for the country and standing by the country and not allowing himself to be walked on by other countries.
Yeah.
I mean, if you notice within the first 24 hours, there were some pretty major shifts in attitude over in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. They're afraid of him.
They are afraid of him, and they need to be afraid of him.
Yes.
Because he's not going to stand. We all want the suffering over there to stop. We want sending billions of dollars over there to stop. We want that money to either stay in this country to help people that are in this country or give it back to us so we can spend it on places the United Way of Walworth County. I mean, when we have the ability to govern ourselves,
right,
we do a really, really good job.
Well, wouldn't have all those billions of dollars gone to great use helping people with the hurricanes?
Right.
You know, we're throwing money all over the world, mm-hmm, but we're not helping our own people at home.
And it would
and
be one thing, well, that too. It would be one thing if we were getting an account of what that money was being spent on when we send it away.
Agreed. Agreed.
But we don't.
No.
So we have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, if officials in Ukraine are buying new cars, and I'm going to tell you right now, don't laugh, because it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's happening.
Oh, yeah.
And they are getting
it's
things that you don't get.
No.
Right. But it's your money. So
right,
we will help. We and this country, you know, like I said, started out countywide. This county is very generous and very compassionate. The country is very generous and very compassionate. Look how much money they raised alone at that country concert for South Carolina, for
right,
the Carolinas and stuff after the hurricane. When we are left to our own accord, and we are free to make the choices about health care, health insurance, education, child care, and things like that.
Border security.
Right. We really manage these issues well,
mm-hmm,
on our own. We listen to each other. We collaborate. We compromise. And we come up with a solution. The people who have divided us are ones that have been listened to because they're extreme. Again, how many times do I have to say it? Those of us in the middle, whether we're conservative or liberal,
right,
have not been represented.
No.
We are the ones that just want the common problems to be solved. But we don't need the government to solve these problems because they do a really bad job of it.
Right, and they prove that.
Exactly.
Time after time.
But you let us handle the problem.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Right.
So, you know, between the economy and you know what? Somebody who is going to do that job the way we need it done right now, which is put a big old foot down and say enough is enough,
right,
for a lot of
yeah,
things.
Yeah, we need to go a little bit extreme right just to bring it back to the center.
Well, that person has to be kind of a jerk.
He definitely got to stand his ground. He's got to be very goal-driven.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not.
Well,
it just may not. You know what?
He's the guy.
And I mean, I understand that. I understand that everybody, you know, wants to say, you know, he's a felon. He's this. He's that. But you have to ask yourself, what if you found out, and 110% sure, that the lawsuits against Donald Trump were absolutely ridiculously filed in the first place?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do if you found out that the lawfare that they're talking about is 100% true?
Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you found out that of the, quote, over 90 felony charges that he was found guilty of, or whatever you want to call it, there's been 92,000 examples of unbelievable charitable behavior that no one had any knowledge of,
right,
because that's not what he does.
Right. Well,
so, like, you can't. So many people have lost their sense of having an open mind. I mean, I think Democrats have, you know, some really, really great ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But we may disagree on how to get there.
Well, yeah. And again, we talk about the extremes. You
right.
know, I think we've been dealing with extreme left for a
right.
long time.
Right.
The ship started to get righted between 2016 and 2020. and then we're back left again,
mm-hmm.
you know, to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my big complaint, you know, the absolute ridiculousness of decisions.
Well, and you if you recall, I said that at one point when Donald Trump was running in 2016. I said, you may not remember, but I said, we have gone so far left that mm-hmm. we need somebody super right to bring us back to the middle.
Right. We both have talked about that several times. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think he's the right man for the job right now.
I also don't think he's super, super right anymore.
No, I don't either. I think he's been humbled a little bit.
I definitely think it'll be a different presidency.
I think
yes.
he learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I hope he does as good of a job as he did before. I would prefer him not to talk near as much as he does to
just
us.
Just do the
right.
job.
Just do your job.
Right. Just do the job.
Let Vance talk to us.
Well, he's somebody else that we're going to have to watch for in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I really like him.
He ain't getting out of D.C. anytime soon.
No, I hope not.
Yeah.
He seems to be just a decent person.
Yeah.
Very smart.
Very. Mm-hmm.
You know, the debate between him and Walz, I told Amy, I was like, I wish these two were running for president because that was a good debate. They were respectful.
Let Minneapolis burn down.
I'm not defending Walz. I would not choose Walz to be my president. I'm just saying that their debate was
true.
A good debate to watch because it wasn't full of insults.
Right.
And, you know, you're stupid, you're dumb, whatever. They were very respectful to each other, and they both made their points in a respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen that in a long time.
That's true. That is,
you know,
very,
that
very
was refreshing.
True. Yeah. But I don't know. I was done when his wife got up there and said, Minneapolis was burning down, I fell asleep with the windows open, and I could smell progress. That's not progress.
No.
You
no,
laid in bed and you fell asleep. I was done.
How could you?
I could not listen to another word from either one of them.
Yeah, no, I do not agree with his politics at all. But I did respect the fact that they were decent to each other.
Right. That is true. That is true. And we all need to be decent to each other. And again, to those who are panicking right now, you know, again, he's not going to sign. As a matter of fact, he said he would veto any kind of national abortion ban.
Right.
You go to your representatives in your location, in your state, and you put it to referendum.
Yeah.
That is what should have been done in the first place.
Right.
Okay? Because
take that power away from the government.
Right. And again, these stories about people not getting the care that they need and all of that, those people, that's called a lawsuit.
Right.
If you walk into a medical facility and you are having an emergency and they don't treat you, that's illegal.
It's illegal, yeah.
100% illegal. So that's not because of some kind of ban or anything like that. Those rules overshadow, they overrule any kind of fear you might have of getting sued.
Well,
okay?
anybody can claim anything they want.
Right.
But the reality is there's the Hippocratic Oath and a doctor has signed it.
Right.
Saying that he would take care of anybody regardless.
Right.
You know, so that's what you're supposed to do.
Right. And it's illegal for him not to.
First of all, I believe none of that to be true.
I don't either.
And
because
if it is, you're right. You've got a huge lawsuit.
Right. Somebody else should be owning that hospital, probably that victim. So
absolutely.
I just calm down. Okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to have your freedoms. You're going to have the freedom to choose. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are lacking. There are so many things right now, we just don't have a choice.
Right.
And that's wrong. The government was created to stay out of our way and to keep other things from getting in our way.
Right.
Of living a peaceful, prosperous life with our family and our neighbors in our towns that we love so much.
Mm-hmm.
And when they start saying, again, Ronald Reagan, worst words ever, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Right.
They're not.
Yeah.
They're here to screw it up.
Yeah.
And it's not even the people's fault, right? It's not even really like the people that work for the government. It's not their fault because they're just doing what was told to them to do. Okay. So it's not even their fault. They'd have to follow their rules too. But when the people who we elect to represent us end up controlling us, that's a problem.
Right.
They're supposed to do what we say.
What is that saying? A government, people should not fear their government. Their government should fear the people.
Absolutely.
Because the people run this country.
Right.
We need to run this country again. Mm-hmm.
And we do a way better job.
Taken. Yeah, we do.
We do.
There's a break in communication between the common man in this country and the government body. They don't live the same lives.
Right.
I don't, Kamala Harris from the middle class, no way.
No, she wasn't.
No.
First of all, that was a lie.
Right.
Right.
They have no conception of what we the people are going through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we're paying for groceries. We're getting a third of the food now at the same price we were spending
mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
and you
just
know what will
me,
immediately
everybody.
Potentially bring food prices down?
Hmm.
Drill, baby, drill.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because you understand that part of the reason why your costs have gone up is because instead of creating our own fuel for these trucks and other vehicles to deliver that food or deliver what it takes to the manufacturer to make that food, to deliver the raw potatoes to the facility that puts them in the bag and sends them to the grocery store, we are buying that fuel from other places instead of just being self-sufficient.
Oh, yeah,
so you start there, okay? The farmers have to charge more because they're putting more expensive fuel in their tractors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
a snowball effect.
It's just one example of something that you will see will make a huge change. And then again, when the people, we the people, put the money back in our pockets and have a choice as to where we spend it to take care of our neighbors in need,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that our kids are educated so that they can move on and be productive human beings.
Well, the spending in this country is out of control.
Oh, yeah, they're too big and they spend too much money and that's the end of that.
And, yeah. I guess we could go on for hours.
We could. We could. But it's just, I have not seen one comment or tantrum or whatever from anybody who is in that moderate, liberal, or conservative territory. I have not seen one temper tantrum about what happened. It's the extreme.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, like The View. They're going to come and arrest us and put us in a concentration camp or an internment camp or whatever. Those ladies wore black on the show the next day. And well, I'll tell you what, Sunny Holstein, you helped her lose by asking her the question, what would you change? And her answer was nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You helped her.
Obviously,
lose.
The American people want change.
They want change. They want to be able to afford stuff. They want to be, you know, they don't like the fact that you're trying to give away money to people who borrowed for student loans when the rest of us either paid our own student loans, paid our children's college education, and nobody's given me a handout.
Giving the country away, too, by allowing people to just live here.
Right.
Where all of us, our ancestors, had to come in and apply for citizenship.
Right.
And jump through the hoops.
Right.
I have no problem with people coming into this country.
Trump increased the Latino vote.
Huge.
And the reason why was because those people wanted to come in and have come in legally.
Right.
And they don't think it's fair that these other people didn't have to do what they did in order to earn.
Correct.
You have to earn the right to live here because
we're
a fantastic country.
If we went to anybody left this country and went to live in another one, you would have to earn the right to live there.
Right.
It's no different.
Right.
And I don't blame them for being mad because they jumped through the hoops.
That's
they
right.
They did that.
They did
and
what they were supposed to do.
Process.
And they deserve to be here because they did so because
Absolutely.
They were committed. They want to be here.
Right.
They want to be included. They want to live the culture of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so even, you know, and here again, let's not even go down the path of what how dangerous it is to let these people fled from these countries because of the people that we are now letting in for free.
Oh, yeah.
So they're scared.
Yeah.
They're like, well, now where would we go? Right? I mean, it's just, it just everybody needs to understand that there is a certain baseline belief with regard to immigration, with regard to the economy, with regard to the freedoms that we have, mm-hmm. with regard to whether or not we are controlled or represented in our government. And we have to get back to this baseline. And right. once we get back to this baseline, everybody will be able to see the prosperity.
And if you are
in a category where you don't see the prosperity, what you will find is that those of us who now have, again, the disposable income to donate to charity or the time because we don't have to work two jobs to pay our bills, to donate our time to charities, you will benefit from that.
Right.
But when you sink everybody, nobody benefits.
Yeah.
And that's what has happened.
Well, we saw that at the pizza fundraiser just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Our numbers weren't down as bad, but people weren't spending as much money as they had in previous years.
They don't have it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I go to a fundraiser with X amount of dollars. That's what I'm willing to spend, and I don't plan on going home with it. And I didn't take near as much as I normally do because, like everybody else, we got to be careful.
Right. And it's just... It's just going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
It's not going to happen overnight.
Oh, gosh, no. But there are some things that will happen pretty quickly.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
If we make it through. Now, here's my other fear. Not to fearmonger. But January 20th is a long way away.
It is.
And there are a lot of really nasty things that.
Could happen.
Terrorists could do in this country between then and now because they are in no way, shape, or form afraid that Joe or Kamala will do anything or hold anybody accountable because they have not done that for the last 4 years.
Right, they haven't done it 4 years.
Right. But China and North Korea and Russia, all three, when they figured out that Trump was in fact going to be the president of the United States again, took a deep breath and a little step back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what needs to happen.
Exactly.
They would never have done that if Kamala would have been. And this is talking, and we're talking about world security. If you're upset about the suffering going on elsewhere in the world, Trump is the guy to make that stop.
Right.
Or to help make that stop.
Yep. Because he won't take no for an answer.
Exactly.
And he'll get the job done.
Right. So.
Just like he did.
If you, it just can, you know, and here's the other thing. I was just as upset that Biden was elected.
Absolutely.
As a lot of you are, that Trump was reelected.
Right. Yeah, I understand
that. You just gotta wait it out.
Right.
Now,
well, I think the only difference is there are a lot of people out there that refuse to vote for Donald Trump because they hate him.
Yeah, but that doesn't make her any more qualified to do the job.
No, it doesn't. But the point I'm trying to make is the Biden administration is not what I wanted for this country, but that's what we got. At no point did I ever hate him. I don't think he's a decent person, and I don't think he's a good politician. Or
I think
he was good for our country, I should say.
Well, I think he was used.
Absolutely he was used.
Yeah.
But I don't believe anybody in his administration did a good job for the people in this country.
Right.
But I never hated him, you know?
No.
This shouldn't be about hate. You may not like the person because of how they're making decisions or whatever, and you have that right. But let's just kill the hate thing.
Right.
You know,
It
blinds you.
You don't run this country on feelings, okay? I mean, I hate to be, you know, like the, you know, the hard ass of the conversation.
There's tough
decisions to be made. Like, no. It takes a jerk. To stand up to some of these people and somebody who has stood up to powerful people before,
right.
which she has never done.
No.
And in the situation that we are in the Middle East, et cetera, right now, we have to have someone who has experience to knock those guys back down,
right.
put them in their place, and make sure they understand that the United States is neither going to put up with the crap or fund the crap.
Right.
So get it fixed, get your people taken care of that are suffering, because that's what you should be doing.
Right.
But then you turn that around, we should be doing the same thing here.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not.
Well, hopefully we're starting.
Well, we will.
Yeah.
But But we have not been living up to the American dream here in this country because of decisions that have been made over the last few years.
Well, I'm excited for our future. I am very happy with the results of the election day.
Mm-hmm.
My next hope is that they do something with it.
Right.
Don't sit on your hands.
Well,
we've been given a golden opportunity to right the ship. Let's get it done. Get the work done, fulfill the promises, and make America great again.
Yeah, it's really a no-brainer. Please stop being so upset about what you feel like is a complete personality conflict. Okay?
If
these same words were coming out of a different face, would you feel differently about it? Okay?
Yeah.
And his private life is his private life, and honest to God, I could not care less.
I don't care
who he's sleeping with. I don't care who he slept with in the past.
Well, nobody cared when Bill did.
And he was doing it in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
So calm down about all that. Nobody's perfect. But it has nothing to do with what he's going to do to make sure that we can take care of what the business is of the United States of America, which is taking care of its citizens. And when that is finished, we help take care of others.
Right. Us first.
Bottom line.
It's got to be us first.
Well, it does. Because it's just like a mom, right? Moms, what happens when you run yourselves ragged and you just simply can't divide yourself into 10 people anymore?
Children suffer.
Everybody suffers.
Right.
It's exactly what this country has done.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't taken proper care of ourselves, so we have a problem taking care of other people right now.
Yep.
And it's that, you know, it's that vicious circle once again.
Agreed.
So just... It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay.
We're going to be fine.
Yeah.
We just got to get to work and fix some stuff and move forward.
Right. Oh, and don't worry. Kamala said she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, well.
Whatever.
I was not so impressed with her exit speech.
I know. But I can't imagine having to do that.
No, me either.
I cannot imagine having
horrible.
To do that. Yeah. So
after all the mudslinging and all that and then being the loser, yeah,
I just can't imagine.
I shouldn't say loser. Non-victorious.
Right.
Or loser. That would be bad.
Yeah. I would love to see a woman president. I would love to see a black woman president. I would love to see it if it was the right person, no matter which side they fall on. She wasn't it.
No, I could care less about race, sex, whatever.
Right.
I don't care.
She just
I
wasn't
want a
it.
Strong leader. I want someone that's going to guide this country in the right direction. And we haven't had that for a while.
So, yeah, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. Anyway.
It's going to be better than it was.
And congratulations on the turnout to everybody.
Yes.
The voting turnout was
phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't care which way you
enormous.
Voted. Thanks for coming out and voting.
That's true. That's your duty.
And
you
if
should
you
be doing
didn't,
that.
I got to say it. Shame on you. You should have.
Right. And we don't want to hear you complaining.
Nope. You lost that right, non-voter.
Anyway, well, that wraps it up for Life Matters today. Hey, go and find the United Way of Walworth County on the, it was me last
week.
That
was my phone. Sorry.
Go and find the United Way of Walworth County on Facebook or on the worldwide internet web. Internet. And donate, okay? Because you can count on that organization to do exactly what they say they're going to do with your money.
Yep.
Period. End of story. And it stays right here and helps your friends and neighbors. Do it. Anyway, coming up next, more music right here on Lake 96.1. Have a great Sunday.